This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best. Like the Bay Rum Soap and Deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
Now we have a call from Norman in New Jersey who's got a bathtub question. Norman, how can we help you?
I have a 135-year-old house. I have an apartment in the house. And my bathtub butts up to the door jamb. And over the years, I assume that it's been getting very wet. It's not rotted, but I can feel it getting a little soft.
Okay.
Is there a cure for this that I can do instead of completely replacing the door jamb?
Yeah, and now is the time to do it. If it's starting to get soft, what generally happens when wood decays, it'll sometimes rot from the inside out. And so if you find those soft areas and you could open them up, usually there's a, you know, some portion of it that's breaking through the surface, then you can fill that cavity with a wood filler.
How do you find the areas that are super rotted on the inside? Do you just stab at it with a pencil?
Yeah, well, not with a pencil, with a screwdriver. Just tap it and you'll find the soft areas. If you can open those up.
And by opening them up, you mean really digging out all the stuff?
Carve them out. Take all the soft wood out there. Yep. And then fill them back in again. Now, there are materials that will turn rotted wood into make it much stronger. There are epoxy solutions that you can buy at home centers that will do that. Or if you just get it opened up and it's like a cavity, then you can fill it with a water putty. I like the Durham's Rock Hard Water Putty. You can mix it up into a paste. It sets really hard, and then you can sand the surface to smooth it out and then prime it and paint it.
Now, would I find that in the wood care department or?
You should find that in the hardware store in the paint aisle where they have all the wood fillers.
Should I let everything dry out for a while?
Absolutely. It should definitely be dry before you apply that stuff, and then let it dry real well and try to keep it as dry as possible. And the drier you keep it, the longer it's going to last. And one other tip, Norman, when you repaint the door jamb, use exterior paint. It'll stand up better to that dampness.
Well, thank you very much. I'll call you back and tell you if it worked.
You do that. Thanks, Norman. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Sounds like he doesn't have confidence in us. He's going to call us back and let us know if it works. We know it works because we said it. So there is no question. Norman, thanks again for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.